Hi. I have 3 points after listening to the conversation, and thank you, Mike, for the presentation. I've been looking at the area closures, and it looks to me, having been sitting on the groundfish committee and looking at all the data that's been coming in, that by closing the areas in the times that you're closing them, you are going to be forcing fishery into an area where the fish have been showing up in large concentrations. And I think that I'm very concerned that the unintended consequences are going to be disastrous for the biological sustainability of the stock, the way it's set up. And I'm very concerned about the fact that we're using the spawning data from 2003 to 2007. My question would be, have you looked at the most recent data and taken it seriously?
I'm not sure how to respond, Ellen. The data that we used is on the current slide. It's current through August or September of this year in terms of catch distribution. You know, we did go back and isolate it and look at it year by year as well as an aggregate as this is. You'll see that in the EA. There's discussion to that effect. You know, we are aware that, you know, the pronounced inshore concentration from the early 2010, 11, and 12 years looks a little bit dissimilar now. I think, you know, we spoke a little bit of that earlier, that we are aware that effort may well shift into the areas that we leave open, and that is a concern for us. And that's part of the reason that we have a very low trip limit, to try to dissuade people if they move into those areas and encounter cod. We're trying to get people to avoid cod no matter where it is. And if the unintended consequence is that people go and they catch a lot of cod in areas that we didn't expect them to be, you kind of have to question, you know, what the longevity of such a practice like that would be for the fishery. You know, we've tried to do what we could in a month's time with the data available. And I take your points. This is a much longer conversation to have, and I think it's something that, you know, we will have conversations with everybody involved at the PDT and the council on.
I'm going to make – this feels punitive to me, but I'm going to move on from that. I guess –
Why do you think it's punitive, Ellen?
John, we need to have this conversation offline, I think. But I do feel that it's punitive to the small boat fleet. So my last point is the fact that the area closures and the trip limits, we were told prior to sectors, did not work. NIMS told us they didn't work, that we were putting the sector system in so that we could get away from that, have a new system, and this is would work. And to me, I mean, my question is, I feel that the sector system has failed. If we have to go back to something that didn't work in the beginning, on top of the sector, do you feel it's failed?
So let me, that's a rhetorical question. Let me.
No, it's a real question. I'm asking you, do you feel that it has failed?
Do I feel what's failed?
The sector system.
No, I don't feel the sector system's failed.
Then why?
So I feel that what's failed is our ability to manage cod. And we've managed cod, you know, down to historic lows. And what I've said is that I think everyone should take responsibility for that, the agency, the council, the industry. And the council has asked us to take steps to take emergency action, and that's what we've done. The council has a role now in the Brownfish Committee on Wednesday and Thursday, and the council, which you sit on, Ellen, on November in Framework 53. The council has a role. Council has a responsibility to manage cod. You're on the council, Ellen, with others, to manage cod back to healthy stock. That's your responsibility. We've taken steps. We hope they work. Now it's the council's responsibility to do that. So you have a role to play, and others do as well. So this is a longer conversation, as you said, it's not going to be easy. So I want to thank again Mike Ruccio and many others who've spent an awful lot of time putting this step in place. It's not easy. It will require sacrifice by many. I hope it does make progress. And there will be lots of work ahead of us. That work, it goes today with the publishing, with the consideration as people start to digest it, as they read it on the web, and as in the Groundfish Committee on Wednesday and Thursday debate begins. So there's an awful lot of work ahead of us. So thank you, Mike, for walking us through it. Thank you, everyone on the line, for very intelligent questions as we start to digest it. We'll continue this conversation in other fora as we go along. So thank you all on the line. We'll continue the conversation later.